A defiant Ariel Sharon told Israel's parliament today that the Israeli army operation in the West Bank will continue, in the prime minister's words, until it has dismantled the terror infrastructure. Over the weekend, President Bush has called for an immediate end to Israel's 11-day West Bank incursion. Clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen were reported today in Bethlehem, near the Church of the Nativity, and in the cities of Nablus and Jenin. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The Israeli army spokesman said Palestinian gunmen inside the Church of the Nativity opened fire and threw hand grenades at Israeli soldiers in Manger Square outside the church, injuring two Israeli soldiers, one seriously. He said one of the hand grenades sparked a fire in a building next to the church, and Israel allowed Palestinian firefighters to put out the blaze. He said the Palestinian policeman was apparently killed when Israeli soldiers fired back at the Palestinian gunmen. Palestinian officials insist that Israel fired first. The governor of Bethlehem, Mohammed al-Madani, told the Reuters news agency that Israeli soldiers and tank gunners opened fire at the Church of the Nativity, where about 200 Palestinian gunmen and civilians have been locked in a standoff with Israeli troops for the past week. Father Amjad Sabara, a Franciscan priest who is inside the church, describes what he heard this morning.
We have begun to hear some shooting from outside, and also bombing, and they have called me, you know, because they have seen the fire from the parish building.
Father Sabara said the electricity had been cut off in the church since last night, making it impossible to draw water from the well since the pumping mechanism is electric. He said food is running out. He also denied Israeli claims that the 35 priests in the church were being held hostage by the Palestinian gunmen. In Rome, the spokesman for the custodian of Catholic sites in the Holy Land sharply condemned Israel for shooting at the church. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Michael Melchior said he is meeting all of the heads of the local churches today to try to find a way to end the standoff. Melchior said Israel is not at fault.
The people who were responsible for the situation which was created there were the terrorists who forced their way into the Church of Nativity.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon also discussed the standoff in Bethlehem during a speech to the Israeli Knesset today. He called on the international community to pressure the Palestinian gunmen inside the church to lay down their arms and surrender to Israeli forces. He vowed that Israel would continue to surround the church until the fighters gave themselves up. Sharon said that Israel's 11-day-old military campaign in the West Bank would continue until Israel achieved its goals. These goals have not yet been achieved, Sharon said, and we will continue until Yasser Arafat's terrorist infrastructure is crushed, he said. The prime minister was frequently interrupted by heckling, mostly from Israeli Arab legislators. Sharon said that after the Israeli army achieves its goals in the West Bank, it will pull out of Palestinian cities, but will remain in buffer zones, presumably in the West Bank. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.